I suppose the 1,000 is a start. It's been a thorn in my side for a long time to see all these holiday homes all across the county and all across the country, and nobody in them from year to year. And we're in a housing crisis. But in Leitrim, a lot of our rural areas, they're in them. These holidays are in them. And if they were able to be rented, we would have a chance. It would help for the small schools, you know, because we have 10 or 15 schools in Leitrim that are very vulnerable to closure over the next 5 or 10 years. So if we don't come up with some sort of an incentive, and I thought it'd be a good incentive, not just for Leitrim, but in Leitrim we'd be looking at repopulation, because we have terminal decline in Leitrim. Like we did see in the census the last time, so an increase, but those increases are mainly in our towns, not in our rural areas. And Leitrim, as Ireland's most rural county, needs to get people into the rural communities.
And how would this tax benefit local communities like Leitrim specifically?
Well, there's 1,700, over 1,700 holiday homes in Leitrim. There's 67, over 67,000 nationally. But just for say in Leitrim's case, that 1,700 would equate to 1.7 million. So if Leitrim County Council was able to offer incentives to our young people who have left and now have, you know what I mean, there'd be an opportunity for them to come back. And we'd have to discuss that and work it out with the other councillors and the executive of how that could be, you know, given out or used as an incentive to get people to come back and live in these rural areas. Because most people from other countries that come in here, rural Leitrim doesn't suit them, rural Ireland doesn't suit them, they want to live in the bigger towns. And we have seen that in Leitrim. So like, and as I said, we're in decline, and this could be a handbrake on it, and it'd be an incentive to get our young people back.
And what kind of programmes or projects do you hope to fund with this revenue?
Well, I suppose the first one would be if they were coming back and they were actually able to do up an old house, that there'd be an incentive there, you know, 20% or some sort of a grant on top of the Croí Cónaithe grant that's there, as an incentive, you know, to get them to do up the old houses, or even in rental. I don't know, if there's a lot of things there that can be discussed, even rental, if there was some money given them towards helping them to pay rent. Because it's very important for Leitrim to get people in now, because in 5 or 10 years' time it's going to be too late. We'll lose a lot of our little schools in the rural areas, and that would be detrimental to to Leitrim.
And how do you plan to convince the Minister or your fellow colleagues to support this legislation?
I believe that the holiday homes are there, they're not, like, they're a luxury for the people that have them. Like, it's a second home, and some cases they have many of these homes all across the world, and you know, they're no advantage, they add nothing to the local economy. So I think this is a start. Now 1,000, you know, it's only crumbs to people that have that kind of wealth, you know, and in some cases they're trophies, you know. Like, it could be from America, maybe with no house, but I have a house in Leitrim, I have a house in Ireland, a holiday home. You know, so, like, we need to think outside the box here, and we need to generate revenue, and I believe this is a good start.